أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون. فقطع دابر القوم الذين ظلموا والحمد لله رب العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 44 and 45 of Surah Al-An'am. Just to recap on ayah number 42 and 43 that we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's difficulties, hardships that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala imposes upon people. And one of the reasons why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does that, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ, so that man may become humble and in that humility plea to Allah Ta'ala, submit, supplicate to Allah, ask from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. These difficulties are meant for us to be attached to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about the people of the past, and the people of the past were such that when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala imposed the hardships, the difficulties, first Allah Ta'ala sent to them a Nabi. The different communities had different Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. These Nabis introduced the people to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They did not accept, they were arrogant. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put them through these trials, these tests, these difficulties, these hardships. And all Allah Ta'ala wanted from them is that they turn towards Allah, seek from Allah Ta'ala in all humility, but they did not do that. وَلَكِنْ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts had become hard, number one. Number two, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Secondly, the infiltration of shaitan, and that was shaitan began to adorn, decorate, beautify the deeds of kufr, and they felt that that is the right way, and hence in that way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had destroyed them. The second test from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, one is the test of hardship, the test of difficulties. The second test of Allah Ta'ala, and this is a difficult test, and this, like we find many of the commentators have commented, in view of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this test could be particularly for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then the previous ummah, and that is the test of wealth, the test of affluence, the test of ease that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given on the basis of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I fear for my ummah the test of wealth, not the test of difficulties or hardships. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Then when they had forgotten مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, what they were reminded. They were reminded about Allah, they were reminded about Akhirat, they were reminded about their obligations towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. All you do, accept Iman, come on the straight path, make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. But فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, when they had forgotten what they had been advised, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, then we open the doors of all good. What is the meaning of the doors of all good? Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala put the test of affluence. In different ways, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala opened many doors of sustenance. Allah Ta'ala gave an abundance of wealth, an abundance of comfort. And then what happened? Hatta idha farihu bima utu, until they began to heedlessly rejoice. The word farihu is used in a good happiness also, and it is used also in the meaning of a happiness in which a person becomes heedless of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So they began to rejoice, they began to enjoy these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala heedlessly, negligently. They had forgotten Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أَخَذَنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, then we got hold of them, we took them to task. بَغْتَةً, suddenly. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And then at that time, they were in utter confusion. They were in utter dismay. In other words, they did not know what was happening. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala save us from this type of test. Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Rahimahumullah, has given a very simple example for us to understand. One is a cup, and then under that cup is a saucer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to fill the cup of a person. In other words, his rozi, his taqdeer. Allah ta'ala fills drop by drop, drop by drop. The cup fills, and then it begins to spill over onto that saucer. So long as that cup is filled, and a person makes the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is on the straight path. But when it now overflows and it comes onto the saucer, and yet the person doesn't then take heed that these are ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, what is expected in the first type of test, difficulties, hardships, turn to Allah ta'ala in humility, seek from Allah. In the second type of hardship, simply Allah ta'ala wants us to become obedient to Allah and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. It comes in one riwayat, Ibn Jarir rahimahumullah narrates this riwayat from Usama ibn Ubadah ibn Samit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to keep a nation, a group of people on the straight path, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them two qualities. One is the quality of moderation. Moderation in every aspect. The wealth that he receives, how he spends it, how he spends it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has given, he utilizes in moderation. He shares and he spends whatever Allah ta'ala gives him the tawfiq to do. And moderation in every other department of a person's life. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test a nation and Allah ta'ala wants to destroy them by this wealth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts through to them the test of, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to destroy the nation, Allah ta'ala puts through the test of khiyanat. Khiyanat, that means disloyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, misappropriation of the wealth that Allah ta'ala has given. Now they take that same wealth that Allah has given and they utilize it in the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. فَقُتِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Then Allah ta'ala says, then the roots of the disbelievers was totally uprooted, was totally destroyed. In other words, there was nobody behind them to even think about them in a good way. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire world. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, then after that they are destroyed. Then we find that there is ease and peace and comfort in this world, because those tyrants have now been destroyed. Fir'aun was destroyed. We saw the deen of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then flourish. We saw at the time of the battle of Badr and then the subsequent battles, that leader after leader, opposition after opposition of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam was destroyed. We found the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala flourish, and for that alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.